starting at Matthew chapter 22 and verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard, he put the Sadducees in silence. They were gathered together. One of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempted him, saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And this is the first commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So we're saying that once Jesus came, you and I got born again, and we're not under the Old Testament law. Now, when too many preachers is, we've got to make sure that you understand what I just said. Because the Old Testament law, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. God never changes. It doesn't change. I mean, wouldn't it be something if God woke up one morning and said, "Okay, today's going to be Tuesday from now on"? It would be confusion all over.
Yes, it would.
But it never changes. He set it up. Now, what people think is that because we're not under the law, then we don't have to abide by what the law said.
Come on now.
The law said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Do you think just because you got saved, that goes away?
No.
No. No, it's still in place. It's just now that this law is operating from the inside out.
Come on, yeah.
And it works by something called grace, which empowers your spirit to hold you back from what that flesh might try to do. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
So it was there all the time. That's why you have problems with people with tithing. Well, tithing is not for today. Well, what is it for? It passed away with the law. Passed away with the law. Abraham tithed. No law with Abraham tied. Well, how can you explain that? Well, that was special. No. God never changes. I would teach someone that. Because Abraham was opening a window. See? That opening the windows of heaven, that's key. Over in Deuteronomy, put it up. Deuteronomy chapter 28, we talked about over in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, then all these curses shall come on you and overtake you." And he goes all the way down. He says, "Curse shall be in the city, curse shall be in the field." Then he goes all the way down to verse 23. "And the heaven that are over your head shall be brass." That's called a shut up heaven. "And the earth that's under you shall be iron." That's what it means. It means when you tithe, you open it up. And one day I'm going to teach on all the opening up heaven. Heaven opened up, and all of a sudden Peter saw a vision. So some of y'all need a vision. So you need to open up heaven. Jesus even multiplying the fishes and loaves. The Bible said he looked up to heaven.
Yes.
Amen. I'm talking about open heaven can give you breakthroughs. Open heaven can give you new ideas. Watch it. Can give you inventions. Open heaven can get you healings. Open heaven can cause miracles.
It's all in there.
Open heaven is even causing angelic spirits to come out. Not supposed to tithe. Get out of tithe. What are you where you are? You gotta get out of that mindset. You don't need that.
Come on, Pastor.
Understand, you're not tithing for his benefit, you're tithing for your own. So, I'm talking about changing the world. Because where we left off is that you and I are going to be sent into the world.
Amen.
And that's where we left off at when we were talking about this. And as we're sent into this world, God is going to use you and I to change that world. Put some of my notes on last service. Praise God. Those are good notes. So we are under grace, not under the law. As God sends us into these places, that we are to go with love, right? And that for us to advance the kingdom, we're going to have to renew our minds.
Amen.
Because to get saved is not enough.
Amen.
God is not calling you to compete with the world.
Come on.
Amen. He's calling you to have dominion.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
So you've been chosen to change the environment that God is going to send you into. He's going to send you into an environment. And one of the things that's happened now is you know that Satan is trying to get God out of everything. Get him out of schools, get him out of politics, get him out of media, get him out of everything. Why? So the people can be left under his control. Because when you come, you mess things up. You know, you come and you start talking about Jesus. Well, when you release that name into the atmosphere, something happens. Who is that? The devil said to his, I mean, this was written up, that one of the angels, the devil's demons came back and slipped and mentioned that name. He said, don't you ever mention that name. But anyway, so what am I saying here? I'm saying that we have to renew our minds. If we want to change the conditions of the places that we're being sent to, we're not going to just change them by trying to beat somebody over the head with the Bible. No. There's going to have to be some kind of demonstration. There's going to have to be something different about your life than is about theirs. I can guarantee you. So, what I'm saying is this, is that you've been chosen, and we're going to work to renew your mind. He says in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, that your thoughts are not my thoughts, and neither your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God wants us to change our thinking. Romans chapter 12, in verses 1 and 2 says, and I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now what is happening here is that we've got to get our minds renewed.
Amen.
To the Word of God, because what has happened in the world is something called unbelief.
Amen.
And unbelief is virtually everywhere. We're surrounded by unbelief. In fact, even our educational programs are shot with unbelief. Now, why is that? Because people have taken God out. Well, if you take God out, you don't have anything but the natural strength. You don't have anything but natural ability. And if you don't have anything but natural ability, Satan can do something called contain you. Now, containing is where he wants it, because you got born again, so he couldn't stop that. But what he doesn't want you to be is effective. And so he tries to contain us. Now, if you look at a couple of places, and I won't go there, and I'll just talk about it now. But in Mark chapter 4, remember they were to go from one side over to the other, as you remember.
Yeah.
and they were in a sea. And all of a sudden, here comes a storm which they had not predicted, but this storm comes up. And this storm really is sufficient to the degree that it's going to sink this boat. Now, it's interesting about this, because only faith can get you across that water.
Amen.
Only faith can take you from where you are to where God wants you to be.
Amen.
Only faith can really do what God has called you to do, or called you to break through this wall of containment. Only faith can do that. So now faith has to be taught.
Amen.
And what we've had is we've had sermons that feed unbelief. Mm-hmm. We've had messages that were bordering on unbelief, doubt, even fear. If you remember over in Numbers chapter 13, when the 12 disciples came back from the other spying out the land of Canaan, they came back and, interesting, they had two reports. One of them, 10 of them had a report that the Bible calls evil. And this evil report said that there are giants in the land, and you'll find it in the brought an evil report to the land, and they said there are giants and sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were on our own side as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Now notice what they did. They preached something, but they didn't preach according to God's word. Now hold on when I say this. I mean this, that renewing of your mind is a process. And it's a process of substituting God's logic for our own human reason. And it's a process by which we are going from what we believe, which most of us had been victims of. You and I were born in the world, we were raised in the world, we were taught the world's way. Now, very few people were taught God's way from birth of a young person, but most of us taught the world's way. So when we logically reason things, we're reasoning them according to human reason. That is, from what man can do in man's perspective, mankind. And so what happens is, if the mind is not renewed and somebody gets up to preach, they're going to preach this Bible based on what they think is possible with man. But God didn't want us to preach that. I said, God never planned for us to preach that. And it said over in Luke chapter 8 and verse 18, Jesus said this, 18 in verse 8. He said this. He said, when Son of Man comes back, will he find faith in the earth? Now, it's a lot of things he can find in the earth, but he named faith. Because faith is the access to everything else you believe. And so when he finds faith, and it's interesting how people sometimes gravitate towards ministries that are not preaching faith. That are not really preaching the word of God. Now, when I say that, I'm not coming down on ministers, I'm coming down on the word.
Amen.
And because the Bible says something about truth. It says that in Romans chapter 3 and verse 3, it said, now, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man be a lie. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that this Bible is not a truth. It is the truth. Because there's only one truth. Now, there's a bunch of lies. And that's why it says a lie. But this is the truth. And truth is the highest realm of reality. You got what I'm saying? Now, your situation may not look like truth. In other words, it may look like something that is not lined up with the word of God. But you have to understand that, wait a minute, what you need to do is apply the truth to your situation.
Amen.
So that your truth,
yes,
will make you free,
yes,
and deliver you from the situation you're in. Because the word of God, glory to God, in the earth is the strongest force in the earth. Your faith in the word of God.
Amen.
In other words, no matter what your situation might look like, why don't you apply some faith to it? When I came in with $200, it didn't make any difference. Because the truth is, wealth and riches are in my house. And if you check my house right now, wealth and riches are in my house. My wife and I gave hundreds of thousands of dollars into this ministry this year. This year. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on him. Because his word said, even though you got $200, if you hold fast to the word that I preach in my word, this gospel right here, it will change your situation. Now, if somebody's situation had not changed, they have been contained. They have been held up by a spirit that is not the spirit of God. Because if they listen to be God, then they don't change. If they just decide they don't want to change, that's a whole other thing. But I'm going with the word of God. Say amen to that. Now, I gave you that not bragging on myself, but I am, praise God, she and I are the biggest givers, I believe, in the church. Now, I got to check the records and see. But I don't want you to outdo me. Because, wait a minute, I'm not trying to compete with you. I'm trying to compete with myself. I know that I'm looking for the top man. Who's the top man? I believe that the God that I serve will take me as far as I want to go. Say amen. It's not about money, folks. It's about doing the will of the Father. It's about manifesting his glory so that people will see something different about my life. Ship on a cruise last week, and people come to me, can you preach a sermon for us? And on a cruise sermon, my wife said, you on vacation. I said, no, but they want me to preach. I'm just saying, wait a minute, people have seen something different about me. Sister Beverly's house trying to get out. and we tried to get out and tried to get out, and each time our money would be eaten up and so forth, the car would break down, and pretty soon I said, I'm going to stop this mess. I said, I'm going on a 3-day fast, went on that fast, and then God told me, he said, declare what you want. Yeah. Now what did I do? He was putting me over to faith. Yeah. See, I'm trying to get out with money. Yeah. You can't get past Satan with money.
Yeah.
Come on. Some people try to get past it with who they know. You can't get past Satan with who you know. They'll just shut you down for nighttime. And I'm talking about, so why don't we just step back and say, wait a minute, let me stop there. That's, we are well able. Let us go up at once and possess this. Now, I know in certain people's lives, this may not mean much. And the reason why it may not mean much, because you're not going anywhere anyway. You don't plan to go anywhere. But here's what's been happening. That I found out what was happening. I have unconsciously allowed folk who not going anywhere to cause me to be contained. I have not preached this word like it's supposed to be preached. Say amen to this. Because when you come back here and start preaching this word like it's supposed to be preached, things supposed to happen.
Amen.
I said things are supposed to happen. And so I went into my notes and I began to kind of say, okay, now what was the difference between people who didn't believe and people who did believe? Well, the obvious difference is that they can go into their wealthy place. They can get to the environment that they want. But I saw something. That once you and I get born again, that's not the end of our Christian experience.
Amen.
That we are supposed to go from faith to faith.
Yes.
I'm talking about anything that is hindering you or would mock your redemptive testimony. It's supposed to be changed.
Yes.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, let's just take your body for example. And I used some scriptures this morning. Now, the term for it is shalom, meaning nothing broken, nothing missing. And when you go, are made to go into those environments, when you get born again, let's say you go into those environments and something happens to you, and you get injured. Something happens. You didn't see it. The enemy got you on the blind side, you got hurt. Well, God says you're going to be healed. God says, no weapon, come on, formed against you is going to prosper. So what I got to do is I got to get back in the Word of God and see what God said about my healing. Now, wait a minute, I know I can do this and I can go get a false thing or whatever have you. I don't want no false. I want the real thing. Come on, I want it just like the book got it. See, I can preach this down here, but if I preach it down here, that's all the faith you're going to have. See, I got to come up here. And I've been going down there trying to sympathize, and I'm almost like Moses about to strike the rock. But now I got to let that go. Because if you can't get on my boat, then you might have to want to do something else. Because I'm going to take this group over the way God said it. Professionals and so forth, you can do that with what you want. I'm just saying, the scripture said, let God be what?
True.
True, and every man be a what?
Lie.
Meaning that if it's not lined up with this right here, y'all see this right here? If it's not lined up with this right here, let it be a lie. Now, I know that it's the way people do things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in this book, it says homosexuality is a sin. Come on now, I'm not trying to make political correctness. Now, I'm not coming down on people because I saw in here in Matthew's gospel, Mark's gospel, chapter 5, I saw that in chapter 5, if something's wrong with you mentally or psychologically, I saw down here in Matthew chapter 5, it says in verse 14, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see it. It was done. serve. Come on, you got to hear what I'm saying. I just finished preaching, and a man came up to me after. He said, "Pastor, what you're saying is true." He said, "I went and put some oil on my mom and daddy because they could never get along." He said, "And you ought to see them now." And he said, "And I took some more oil because in my building they got all this music playing and so forth. I took the oil and put it in there and they moved out."
Thank you.
time that the glory is going to be manifested.
Yes.
From sea to sea.
Yes.
And you're going to be seeing God's power break out. Woo! You're joking, somebody. Broke the thing, broke the chair, and went out to him. She said, "Why did you leave me?"